We are here facing our installation called Caligari and the Sleepwalker, and we are looking at over 260 black balls. And these black balls are meant to be filled by the audience, by the public. Then please feel free to take a piece of chalk and write whatever you want to comment on. If you find that all these spaces are filled, we encourage you to take a eraser and erase one of the faces or drawings that are there and write your own inscription. You will notice that all these blackboards have exactly the same proportion of the film screen that you will find inside this gigantic box. Then, for me, every film frame is a blackboard to be filled by people in their interpretation. We're gonna enter this house that holds a projection, and then we will talk about the film. Then we are now inside. We are going to look at this film, which is 24 minutes, and the film was made in collaboration with mental patients of the Vivanti Psychiatric Clinic here in Berlin. The title of the film is Caligari and the Sleepwalker, and the film was loosely based on Das Kabinett des Dr. Caligari, the expressionistic film of 1920. The location, another expressionist masterpiece, this time in the field of architecture, was the Einstein Tower, designed by Erich Mendelssohn in the 20s, also located in Potsdam. Basically, the film was born after a long series of workshops made in collaboration with patients, where they create narrative loosely based on Caligari's film, this time adapted to the location. You will enjoy a narrative that have lots to do with modern utopia and science fiction. All the actors in the film were the same patients that took part on the workshops. For me, to create a art piece is a dialogue with the other. It will be impossible just to talk only from my own subjectivity. I need the collaboration of the other to make the artwork. My interest on mental illness is deeply related to my biography. As a son of two psychiatrists, I grew up in a very special environment where I share my daily life with mental patients that were always around the house, because my father had a consultation room in our house. And then for me, the people that are living with mental illness are not necessarily different to us. Even if I do respect their difference, I think they are basically equal. In my work, I always try to create a bridge between those that are living with mental illness and those who are not.